I'm Ray McDonald, I'm the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're singling out the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 1st, 2014. This week's Top 5 resembles James Bond's favorite martini, shaken, not stirred. All 5 titles remain the same, they're just in a different order. Let's open Top 5 Countdown. We're singling out the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 1st, 2014. This week's Top 5 resembles James Bond's favorite martini, shaken, not stirred. All 5 titles remain the same, they're just in a different order. Let's open Top 5 Countdown. We're singling out the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 1st, 2014. This week's Top 5 resembles James Bond's favorite martini, shaken, not stirred. All 5 titles remain the same, they're just in a different order. Let's open in 5th place where Eminem and Rihanna slipped 2 slots with The Monster. Last Sunday, Rihanna collected a Grammy Award, but she didn't attend the ceremony. I'll take a closer look after the song.
Cause I'm friends with the monster that's trying to pop it. Get along with the voices inside of my head. He's trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, I'm not there.
Eminem and Rihanna fall 2 slots to number 5 with their former champ, The Monster. On January 26th, Rihanna collected a Grammy Award for Best Urban Contemporary Album, but she chose to skip the ceremony. She did, however, make the scene at a pre-show party. A Great Big World enjoyed a milestone last week. Care to guess what happened? I'll have details after Say Something, rising a slot to number 4.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you.
A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera rise a notch to 4th place with Say Something. On January 21st, the New York City duo released its debut album, Is There Anybody Out There? It'll make its entrance on next week's Billboard chart. One Republic was just invited out to California to observe the anniversary of a cultural landmark. Curious? You'll hear details after Counting Stars, this week slipping a slot to number 3. One Republic steps back a slot to 3rd place with Counting Stars. On January 24th, Ryan Tedder and his band played a special concert at the Apple campus in Cupertino, California. They were there to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Macintosh computer. Katy Perry and Juicy J turned in one of the more eye-popping performances at Sunday's Grammy show. And here's the song they did. Dark Horse rises a big 2 slots to 2nd place.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
Katy Perry and Juicy J from 3-6 Mafia jumped 2 slots to 2nd place with Dark Horse. If this song goes all the way, it'll be Katy's 9th number 1 single in only 5 years. That's pretty impressive, but Juicy J has her trumped in one category. Back in 2006, 3-6 Mafia won an Oscar for Best Original Song for It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. Here's a question to test your knowledge. How many Grammy Awards have Pitbull and Kesha won? Think hard, and I'll have the answer after Timber, holding for a 3rd week at number 1.
It's going down, going down, Kevin Timber. You've been-
and Kesha share the Hot 100 Pop Singles title for a third straight week with Timber. How many Grammy Awards have these two artists won? The answer? Kesha has yet to collect her first Grammy, but Pitbull has a 2013 Latin Grammy to his credit. He won for Best Urban Performance. So, can Dark Horse send Timber crashing out of first place next week? Join me in 7 days for the answer, and hey, thank you for listening today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.